If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed. Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Hugh Hefner's widow Crystal revealed that she still has the wedding ring he gave her, but she doesn't exactly want it, RadarOnline.com has learned. Crystal, 37, made the confession during an interview on the Hollywood Raw podcast with Dax Holt and Adam Glenn, in which she dished about life after Hugh's death, as well as forthcoming tell-all, Only Say Good Things, Surviving Playboy and Finding Myself. At one point during the interview, Holt asked about an infamous moment when paparazzi caught you selling your ring. So that became a really big news story about, because it was like them saying it was a $90,000 ring, you were selling it, they caught you. Do you know how they knew it? Or was there a tip-off or was there anything that went down that gave them advance notice? Crystal proceeded to tell her side of the infamous moment, but not before setting the record straight on the ring's hefty price tag. Well, first off, the ring was about $40,000 or $50,000. I dunno, this gives me a little PTSD because I thought, okay, I don't know what to do with this. Crystal explained her thought process on unloading the ring. Do I sell it? Whatever? And it made it seem that I was desperate for money or something, which wasn't the case. I just wanted to get rid of it. The 37-year-old widow explained that she took the ring to a San Diego jewelry store owned by a high school friend who offered to look at it. I'm like, okay, somewhere I feel safe and not attacked from everyone and I don't know what's going to happen. So I can go to this person's jewelry store if they want it, they can buy it and whatever, Crystal continued. Crystal recalled going to the store, I'm talking to them and my little friend seems a bit nervous, and then TMZ pops out and in my face, what are you here? What, you're selling this ring? She said she immediately ran out and started crying over the ambush, adding, he completely set me up for a shout-out for his jewelry store. Holt noted that San Diego is not a place where paparazzi are normally at, to which Crystal doubled down, no, they called him to try and get attention on the jewelry store. And when Hef and I got married for real, or the second dime and bought me another ring, it's similar, Crystal added. Same thing. And I still have it because it's like, what do I do with it? I mean, if you guys have any ideas, what do you do? Do you just hang on to it forever? I don't want it.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.